So today, let's return to the big sports story out of London, the Olympics. So, Doug, music, please. Millions of people around the world are preparing to watch the opening ceremonies later today. They kick off at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. You can catch it all on NBC starting around 7:30 Eastern Time tonight. After that, NBC plans to live stream every single Olympic event for the first time ever. Joining us to talk about all the ways to watch the London Games is Richard Sandomir. He's the TV sports and business reporter for the New York Times. And Richard, thanks for joining us.
So, my pleasure.
First of all, in this era of live streaming, why do we have to wait until 7:30 tonight to see the opening ceremonies when they're actually taking place in about 3 hours from now?
Well, the opening and closing ceremonies are considered major events. That certainly the opening ceremony is one that allows NBC to start off with a large audience. So that the opening and closing ceremonies are the only ones that will be delayed about 4 or 5 hours for NBC to get the broadest possible audience.
Right.
They really don't want to start doing something at 4 o'clock in the afternoon live.
But after that, as we mentioned, NBC plans to stream more than 5,000 hours of Olympics programming. It will be available on demand on its website. So who gets access to all of this programming? Is it anyone with cable, or how does it work?
Well, you need to have broadband, so that if you have a cable subscription or telephone company or satellite, and you have broadband, whether with those companies or not, you can join in. You have to use your account with these providers. So your username and password, in most cases, will get you in. If you are with Comcast or Cablevision, they've developed something so that if you are behind your modem at home and you sign into NBCOlympics.com, it should. It is designed to recognize your account and automatically put you into give you access so that you don't have to remember your username and password. There are other ways for Comcast and Cablevision customers to get in that will require username and password, but if you're at your home station, you won't need it.
Mm. Meanwhile, NBC will have Olympics programming on all of its channels, and there are quite a few: MSNBC, CNBC, Bravo, NBC Sports Network, and even its Spanish language network, Telemundo. So my question for you is what's your strategy? Can you recommend a general strategy of what to watch, where, how to keep up with it?
Well, you know, the best thing really to do is to go on the guide online at NBCOlympics.com, because each of those channels is going to be doing something different. CNBC is the home of boxing. Bravo is the home of tennis. MSNBC will have a variety of sports, from badminton to soccer to table tennis to all sorts of things. The NBC Sports Network will have basketball, soccer, and field hockey. So there is a pretty good guide, pretty interactive, that you can look at by network, by sport, by time, so that in my strategy, because my job is to watch this stuff, is to just bounce around a lot. I myself, I'm more curious about the online live streaming than anything else, because the diversity of programming on myriad cable networks is something NBC has been doing for about a decade already.
Sure, that online streaming, it will allow us to literally watch every single event. So badminton, for example, table tennis, sports that might not be really popular with U.S. viewers, but might be some folks out there that could actually have an opportunity to see this stuff, right?
Right, and they should know that some of this will have play-by-play, some of it in English, some of it will have no voices at all, so you'll just hear the ambient sounds of field hockey or table tennis, and that is really what's coming from the from the world feed, which is what the host broadcaster in London is putting out for the world, and world broadcasters then put their own voices to it. In this case, I don't think you're going to get play-by-play of badminton.
Mm. Well, Rick, in about the 30 seconds we have remaining, I'm curious what you think in general about this. There have been sort of questions, frustrations over the years about the way the networks bring Olympic coverage. Are you more hopeful this year that it's going to be as good as ever, better than ever, or what's your feeling about what?
Well, I think frustrations have been twofold. One, that NBC used to, I don't think they really do it anymore, have all these sappy profiles. Well, if there are sappy profiles, they're a lot shorter than they used to be. And then also there is the tape delay that has frustrated a lot of people. Well, now, broadcast will still have tape delay because it's in the middle of the night during prime time in the United States. And London is in the middle of the night. So you'll see the standard tape delayed broadcast, the whole packaging in prime time, but you also have the ability to watch everything else live. That's the big difference. NBC used to hold back some of its streams or many of its streams, so they weren't live. Oh. The only thing I should mention also is that there will be the sports that NBC is going to package in prime time. You can't immediately replay it online.
That's New York Times reporter Richard Sandomir talking about all the ways to watch the London Olympics, which kick off in just a few hours. Richard, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Here and Now is a production of WBUR in Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. And today we want to say goodbye and good luck to our intern, Alex Johnson. He came to Here and Now as a budding newspaperman. He leaves as a full-fledged radio producer. Good luck and thanks, Alex. I'm Anthony Brooks. Robin Young is back on Monday. Join us again Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at mathworks.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.